Hello, everyone. I'm Paulette Williams-Thomas, here with Pat Norman, and I welcome you to the May 22nd, 2025 episode of FreePod. Now let's see what's going on.
The Illinois Department of Transportation announced that work on the U.S. Route 20 in Stevenson County has begun. The work zone will be from Reese Road near Lena to Flansburg Road near Freeport. Work to be done includes milling and resurfacing the road. There will be daytime lane closures controlled by flaggers during the $1.6 million project, which is expected to be completed by July.
The Freeport City Council is hosting two public meetings over the next week. The first will be about their draft transition plan to address the Americans with Disabilities Act for equal access to public services, activities, and programs in facilities owned by public entities. The document the city has created specifically covers accessibility within the public right-of-way and does not include information on the City of Freeport's programs, practices, or building facilities not related to public rights of way. The city's draft ADA transition plan is available at www.cityoffreeport.org for those who may wish to review it before the meeting. The meeting is scheduled for next Wednesday, May 28th at 5 o'clock p.m. at City Hall. Then next Friday, May 30th at 10 o'clock a.m. at City Hall, the city welcomes public input regarding the proposed well number 12 and phase 4 lead service line replacement projects. More information on both projects can be found on the city website.
Beginning Sunday, June 1st, Illinois residents will have a utility rate increase. Last week, FreePod host Alan Wenzel caught up with Jim Chilson, the communications director for the Citizens Utility Board, about the rate increase, and he talked about what's happening, why it's happening, and how we can respond to the rate hike. Here are those comments.
What is happening on June 1st? On June 1st, ComEd and Ameren electricity prices are expected to rise significantly. ComEd has estimated customers could pay about $10.50 a month more on average, but we're still waiting to see what the final prices will be. We'll know that closer to June 1st. This impacts the supply part of our bills, what we pay for the actual electricity we use, and that takes up about a half to two-thirds of electricity bills. So why is this happening? The price for reserve power, something called capacity, has skyrocketed. That's due to a number of reasons, including increased demand sparked by power-hungry data centers. But the biggest reason is poor policies undertaken by the regional power grid operators. That's PJM Interconnection in ComEd territory and MISO, M-I-S-O, in Ameren territory. These entities, these power grid operators, manage the power grid in ComEd territory and Ameren territory, and their policies impact how much we pay for electricity and how clean our electricity is. And PJM has especially been slow to fix a clogged interconnection queue. That's the line of more modern power plants like clean and affordable wind and solar that are waiting to connect to the grid. These plants wait in line to connect to the grid, sometimes for years, sometimes so long that they never actually get built. That's a big problem, and that is contributing to this increase in capacity prices. What is ComEd's response to the impending actions of ComEd and Ameren? I want to make something clear. ComEd is not making money off this price increase. Ameren is not making money off this price increase. Under law, both of those companies simply pass these supply costs on to customers with no markup. But big energy companies, the companies that sell electricity to utilities, are making a killing. For example, power generators that serve PJM recently saw their capacity revenue, the amount of money they make off capacity, reserve power, jump sixfold to $14.7 billion. So long-term, we're working for reforms at the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission, at the PJM Power Grid Operator, at MISO, and we're working on passing strong state policy. For example, the Clean and Reliable Grid Affordability Act would expand efficiency programs and require energy-guzzling data centers and not us customers to pay their own energy costs. So there are a lot of solutions that we need to work for at the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission, at the PJM Power Grid Operator, and at MISO, and at the state level. And that's why we're working for the Clean and Reliable Grid Affordability Act. But we know that consumers have to get through this summer. So short term, we have a few tips for consumers, is that energy efficiency can help soften the blow of these increases. But remember, efficiency is about staying safe and cool in the summer. It's never about taking unnecessary risks. We are so concerned that people are going to hear about this price spike and they're going to keep their homes too hot this summer and it'll be unsafe. Remember, efficiency is about getting rid of energy waste, but it's always about staying safe and cool in the summer. You can contact your utility, see if they can give you a payment plan that will give you a longer time to pay off your bills. They also might have some energy efficiency programs you might want to take advantage of that are low or no cost. You can see if you qualify for energy assistance by visiting HelpIllinoisFamilies.com. That's HelpIllinoisFamilies.com. Another thing to be aware of is bad alternative energy supplier deals being pitched to you door to door. If a deal seems too good to be true, it probably is. We're very worried that alternative suppliers will go door to door this summer and try to lure people into a bad deal because ComEd's price and Ameren's price is going up. But just remember that these alternative suppliers are impacted by the same market conditions that are making the ComEd and Ameren prices rise. A lot of people have lost money with alternative suppliers over the last decade. It's been about $1.8 billion in losses. So it's likely, even in this expensive market, that your utility is your best bet. One big exception is your community may have negotiated a municipal aggregation or community power deal in which the leaders in your community negotiate with an alternative supplier to secure a reasonable electricity price. Savings aren't guaranteed, but your community may have secured a lower supply rate than your utility. Just make sure to find out when that offer expires. Also, consider a community solar deal to help ease costs. Community solar offers currently guarantee savings compared to the utility supply price. Community solar is a great program. It allows you to enjoy the benefits of solar power without having to put panels on your home. If you want more information about this program, go to Cub's special website, solarinthecommunity.com. Also, we have fact sheets at citizensutilityboard.org about solar power, including rooftop solar, if you're interested in that. But this summer, we invite you to please go to cubhelpcenter.com. Cubhelpcenter.com will have updated information on what the electricity price is and tips about those prices, how to deal with those prices. Most of all, you know, this could be a rough summer for people. We want, you know, times like this test community. So please look out for your neighbors, look out for your family members, look out for your friends, and make sure they're staying safe and cool this summer. Thanks.
If you would like more information about the impending rate hike, go to the Citizens Utility Board website at cubhelpcenter.com.
Thank you, Alan and Jim.
Four of the eight players who dominated the recent Nick 10 Tennis Championship are cousins, making the Freeport High School Nick 10 Boys Tennis Champions really feel like a family. Diego Robles Sanchez paired with Caden DeYoung to outlast Auburn's number one seeds, and three of his cousins followed suit. The number one singles runner-up, Alex Potelletel, and number three doubles champ, Christian Ruiz Piero and Jonathan Escamilla. While last year's title was a bit of a surprise win for the Pretzels, this year seemed more of a foregone formality. Freeport was so dominant, it clinched the title on the first day of the tourney. Guilford freshman Ryan Hunter lost to Freeport's Colin Helm in the finals, and Freeport's J.C. Herrera and Carlo Delavang won number two doubles, while Ruiz Piero and Escamilla won number three doubles. With Alex Quatelattel as the number one singles runner-up, the team boasted a three-peat win of doubles and a repeat as a team overall. With a sweep of the other four titles and a second at number one singles, the Freeport team's total score was 57.4 points, far ahead of runner-up Auburn with 46.2 and third-place Hananiga with 45.8. Congrats, Pretzels, on a great tennis team.
Freeport police officers and Stevenson County Sheriff's deputies got a different view of the city last week as part of the fundraiser Cop on a Rooftop to collect money for Special Olympics. For many years now, officers and deputies have perched themselves on the Dunkin' Donuts roof, while others were on the ground to collect donations. Proceeds then are given to support local Special Olympics programs and activities in the area. If you were not able to be present that day, donations are always welcome at the Freeport Police Department office at 320 West Exchange Street in Freeport.
Northwest Quarterly recently released its profiles of its 25 most interesting people of Northwest Illinois, and two Freeporters, Michelle DeHaven-Quast and Jim Yeager, were on the list. The magazine reports that DeHaven-Quast, CEO of the Foundation for Northern Illinois, became its inaugural CEO when the foundation expanded into a full-time organization in 2022. The growth has continued most recently with the Jane Addams Legacy Fund, which supports nonprofits that empower women with an emphasis on economic mobility, leadership, health, and equity. The magazine notes that DeHaven-Quast not only invests funds that support nonprofits today, but also help prepare the region for future generations. She was appointed last year to the Governor's Commission on Poverty and Economic Stability and has also joined the Executive Leadership Institute for Community Foundation Leads, a network of community foundations. Yeager, Director of Mass Communication and an instructor at Highland Community College, created the school's first mass communications program, which is the umbrella for the journalism, marketing, and media production curriculum. He built the campus TV station and encourages students who want to become videographers in addition to those interested in print and other types of journalism careers. Yeager is also the technical production guru behind FreePod's weekly podcast, and we're very fortunate to have his expertise and support on a continuing basis. Congratulations, Michelle and Jim, and thanks for being such great ambassadors for Freeport.
How old is the old oak? Freeport is home to many wonderful, huge old trees, and the majestic oak tree that stands in Debate Square downtown, which is adjacent to the Union Dairy, has long been the subject of discussion regarding its age. That issue will be resolved this Friday, May 23rd at 10 o'clock a.m., when a retired National Park Service tree specialist will take a core sample from the tree to determine its age. The event is open to the public and is sponsored by the Lincoln Douglas Society. We will report on the age of the oak when it's official.
As we look to the week ahead, a highlight will certainly be the annual Memorial Day Parade in Freeport that begins at 10 o'clock a.m. on Monday, May 26. As they have for many years, Gary and Sue Eisenhower are organizing the parade, which starts at Main Street and Walnut Avenue in downtown Freeport. About 100 entries will participate in the event, which heads down Main Street to State Avenue, then turns onto Stevenson Street and ends at the courthouse. Spectators can grab a spot anywhere along the route to view it and grab some candy as well. We are also reminded that the Senior Resource Center is a great source of events and activities for our region and suggests that seniors ensure that they are on the mailing list for the organization. For example, they are currently taking reservations for a group trip to Timberlake Playhouse to see Saturday Night Fever for $48, which includes both the theater ticket and transportation to and from the play. Due to popular demand, they are also offering a new session of their Better Balance and Strength class on Tuesdays. To be sure you're on their distribution list, contact the center at 815-235-9777. Again, that's 815-235-9777. Don't forget the Cub Foods Brat Stand this weekend, as the United Sportsmen's Youth Foundation is ready to serve brats, burgers, hot dogs, and ribeye sandwiches. You can grab on the go from 11 o'clock a.m. to 5 o'clock p.m. both tomorrow and Saturday as you support their organization's efforts. If you are looking for something to do this week or any week, visit the Greater Freeport Partnership website at www.greaterfreeport.com and click on Weekly Events for a comprehensive listing of many more entertainment and dining events and activities throughout Stevenson County. You can also subscribe to the City of Freeport's monthly newsletter at their website, www.cityoffreeport.org. We have links to both in the print version of FreePod episodes.
In closing, if you haven't already done so, be sure to listen to this week's in-depth interview, where FreePod host Alan Wenzel chats with Mike Schindler of Classic Cinemas about the movie industry in general and the Lindo Theater in Freeport. The interview is available online and can be listened to anytime. Next Tuesday, FreePod and Timbuktu host Becky Connors speaks with Kim Segathus about the celebration of Native Americans that's planned for Saturday, June 7th at the Oakdale Nature Preserve, south of Freeport. It is free to the public and includes music, dance, crafts, and fry bread for all. This interview will post at noon on Tuesday, May 27th, and be available to listen to then or at any time after that. Just head to our website or your favorite podcast platform to select the programs of your choice. As always, FreePod couldn't come to you without the Mass Communication Department at Highland Community College and our community liaisons and reporters. Thank you, Team FreePod. You can always find us on our Facebook page or the website of our national public radio partner, WNIJ in DeKalb, at www.northernpublicradio.org. For more information, including how to make a tax-deductible contribution to support our work, visit our website at www.freepod.org. With that, time's up for this week. Tune in again next Thursday at noon for more about what's happening in Freeport. And we thank you for listening.